You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Insights with Solaris with Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Live from Solaris.1.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Insights with Solaris
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Insights with Solaris, where I am your host, Jennifer, a tarot reader for over 10 years, and I do a very long list of other things, everywhere from astrology, numerology, Reiki, sound therapy. But at the end of the day, I always say that I am a channel of spirit and I bring messages for those who find me. And if you joined us before, you know that I start this show with a week ahead reading. So over the next 7 days from whenever you're watching this, kind of the energies of what to expect. And it does seem over the next 7 days, we are coming into a lot of emotion. So there may be themes of self-care, there may be themes of romance, or just a resurgence of love, whether that's self-love, love with a partner or family member. You're really stepping into more of a empathy for yourself and for others. And this is a global theme. So the positive side of this, right, it can be very loving. On the negative side, it can also be overwhelming, because if the collective is feeling that, you're going to have a lot more people surrounding you, kind of with that push and pull, kind of being more vulnerable and testy as well as we're dealing with deeper emotion. So as you are going about the next 7 days, just allow yourself to breathe and to take a step back and remember that everyone has their own stories, and sometimes emotions can be overwhelming. So it's never a reflection on you. It's just mirroring each other. So enjoy this week. It was a short message, but enjoy the week because it is looking really, really good. So we are just going to go ahead to our caller tonight, and we have Michelle from Michigan. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you sure about that? Because your first card says otherwise.
Well, you're right. Yeah, I'm trying to do good, put it that way.
Okay. What type of questions do you have?
Well, I'm going through a pretty rough divorce. And so I'm just kind of looking to see what you see around that. And I'm supposed to get some equity money out of the house that we owned. And so I wanted to kind of get an idea when I'll get that money and what you see in the future going forward.
Yes, absolutely. We can do that. I'm straight ahead, right? When I pull that first card, I always pull one card for the overall energy before I even ask a question. The client asks a question, and you, sleepless nights, anxiety, worrying about the worst that's going to happen. Okay, so let's get you the information that you need so we can release some of these worries. Because I see that your ex-husband, or soon-to-be ex, is a bully. Just straight up a person who uses authority and intimidation, a bully who wants to get what they want. So regardless of how separation can be, it does seem like straight ahead, like, hey, this energy is very good to step out of. Now, as we are going, I want to talk about a few people in your life. So it seems like you have a mentor figure, and this could be a masculine energy. So if you're working with a lawyer who is a masculine energy, that is a person that is going to help you with your finances. That's going to help walk you through the material things, not necessarily the emotional things, because it's about more wisdom. So you can rely on that too for that financial property, because you do have spirit guides with you, particularly those ancestors who have passed over. I'm not seeing any one person, but a collection of your ancestors stepping in to provide that emotional support. So you're having all these things line up for you in a very positive way, despite having the separation happening. So you have a lot of support on every side. So spiritual support, financial support. And then you're coming
to
it's time for you to do something different. So you're going to have people stepping into your life, mostly new, who will be triggering inspiration for you to help you get your spark back. Because, right, I can see everything I need from the ex-husband right here in one card. So it's time for you to allow your heart to expand again and find a lot more light. And there's going to be a number of different people coming in to help you recognize the joy that you have let go for so long. There is one fear, like one concern I see coming in. You will have one person that likes to play the victim. And I do see this in the ex, kind of some narcissistic personality traits, or because he can no longer bully you, he will try to put him in the victim mode in order for you to come back to rescue him, or just anyone to come rescue him. So that is very manipulative behavior that is going to be surrounding the separation. But you have to remember, you do have very good support externally to make sure things run a bit smoother. Just don't allow yourself to get stuck in that story anymore, because you already make that decision to separate and to release that story. So it's time to embrace that new part, even if it is going to cause a little bit of a heartache, desperation at time, guilt, but it's overall, you are definitely making the right decision. How does that sound so far?
Oh my gosh. Amazing. You're dead on about everything. That's amazing. Okay.
Let's walk into that home situation at Equity. What do we have to say, Spirit? Okay, the justice system is definitely going to be on your side. It seems like it's going to be more of a fair split, though. So, again, you should not take anything regarding legal medical advice from anybody except for a professional. So remember, this is a tarot reading. We are reading energies. I just have to give that, but. There is a suggestion, okay, start making lists, if you haven't already, of what you put into the home, how you cared for the home, how you guys may have split bills, however that situation was. Start itemizing and listing things, because that will help you get more of your share back to show, okay, I did all of this stuff during the years of marriage, okay, I put in time, I put in effort. So even sometimes, like when you don't have that, let's say $100K for a home. I know that's very low ball, but simple. It may not be 50-50, but if you can show, and this is what Spirit is showing, is that you put effort and time in it, you could potentially get more out of your share, because it shows you cared more. So you have more of that investment, even if it may not all be material. So just keep that in mind. And of course, legal personnel that you are working with, it has your backs, very wise, is going to get you the best that you need. But yes, if you want to work with angels, angels are very part of my big spirit guide, so they usually come in readings. You can call on Archangel Zedekiel to help bring in that balance a little bit more. And that's completely up to you. Angels are not dominational, so whatever you believe in, angels will come in and help anyone. So just be aware of that. They are more than willing to come and support your path as well.
Okay. That's really good to know. Yeah.
So it does seem like there's going to be a lot of steps to this. Of course, this is separation. It's going to be more of a challenging beginning. So after you get through those initial really tough stages of going through the legal documents, it's going to get a little bit easier, but you must do your research, okay? If you have doubts, make sure that you ask questions. Ask questions to realtors, to your lawyer, everywhere that you can. Professional advice. You need to have that information to make sure that you are not getting ripped off, because your ex is going to do everything in the book to be that victim. So other people will come rescue him. So that is just something to be aware of. It doesn't mean it's going to go poorly or it's going to be okay. And I know I say this, but when looking at these cards, there's going to be challenges, and that's okay. You have what it takes to handle them. You have everything lining up in a way that is going to support you to the best possible outcome. It's just that you are going to have to go through those uncomfortable periods to make it to the other side where you have more balance. And you will definitely need to own your boundaries, especially with your emotions. Because there is going to be a lot of emotional play coming forth. And what did you need?
Yeah. Do you see a time frame when I'll get my share of the equity money from the home, from the divorce?
Okay, let's see. Spirit, do we have any timing for our wonderful caller today? Okay, so is there going to be any family court involved?
Well, we do have a child together, but that's going to be 50-50.
All right. So can we get more clarity, Spirit, clarity and actual timing and not milestones like this? So it is going to be after the full release of the divorce. So signing the divorce paperwork, having everything in the court signed off so that we have those milestones coming in. Let's see actual timing. I'm seeing gold. Why are you showing me gold, Spirit? When's your grandmother's birthday?
It is November 1st, which is next week.
Okay. You are going to receive more information around that time period next week, where it will be a little bit more clarity on the financial situation. But then you're going to go through a stage, okay, you have more clarity on what's going on with the finances, but now you're still going to have to work through the emotional aspects. And this is where I see that family court coming in that needs to take place and need to be balanced out before the full equity can come into. So clarity next week, but overall, I see positive aspects as well as at family court.
Okay.
It seems like it's going to move more slowly than what I hope for you. There's a lot of fire energy. So this seems like there's going to be a lot of back and forth of like he said, she said, and trying to fully clear out all assets. But it seems like there will be a lot of communication back and forth. A couple of months. So I am not seeing this year. There's going to be some changes around those holiday periods at the end of the year, but it doesn't seem like it's going to be cleared that quickly. There is going to be.
So maybe next year.
Yes. There's give it 6 to 7 weeks to get more clarity, because Spirit is not showing me a full time frame. Just, hey, what's coming forward? Now I'm seeing 8. So give it 8 weeks. And then I hate to say that, but even possibly get it 8 months before everything to really settle and you are fully closed, like chapters are closed. Remember that as you do in communication between your lawyer back and forth, stand your ground. You know what you deserve. So make sure that no matter what manipulation happens, that you are getting what you need.
Okay.
All right. I hope the best for you.